They stressed that they would have to act together, with no dissenters and no identifiable leader. This radical proposal elicited much comment, many questions, great concern. But in the end, the group decision was that going into battle under Sobel's command was unthinkable. The only way they could let Strayer and Sink know how strongly they felt was to turn in their stripes. Each non-com thereupon wrote out his own resignation. Lipton's went as follows. I hereby turn in my stripes. I no longer want to be a non-commissioned officer in Company E. Lipton was CQ that night, charge of quarters, the sergeant who slept in the orderly room to be available to handle any problems that came up during the night, to wake the men in the morning, etc. He gathered up the resignations and put the stack in Sobel's in-basket. The NCOs then thought further about what they were doing and decided to consult with Winters. He was invited to the orderly room, where on arrival Ranny told him what the group had done. "Don't," said Winters. "Don't even think about it. This is mutiny." The NCOs protested. As the discussion continued, Sobel walked in. Everyone was speechless. Sobel did not say a word. He just walked over to his desk and picked up a book. As he turned to leave, Ranny said in a normal voice, "Now, Lieutenant Winters, what are we going to do about improving our athletic program?" Sobel gave no hint of concern. He just walked out. Winters felt that Sobel had to have known what was going on. Hell, there was no secret about it. Ranny had invited Evans to the meeting. It was all but certain Evans had told Sobel. Indeed, by this time, the whole battalion was talking about Sobel's battles, first with Winters, now with his NCOs. Sink would have to have been deaf, dumb, and blind not to have been aware. He should also have been grateful that Winters had talked the NCOs out of presenting him with an ultimatum. A few days later, Sink came down to Company E, called all the non-coms together, and, as Lipton recalled, gave us hell. He told us we had disgraced our company and that he could put every one of us in the guardhouse for years. As we were preparing for combat, he said that it could be called mutiny in the face of the enemy, for which we could be shot. Fortunately for Sink, the 101st Airborne had just established a parachute jumping school at the nearby village of Chilton Foliat. In order to qualify as paratroopers, doctors, chaplains, communications men, forward artillery observers, and others who would be jumping on D-Day,